It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Johnny had it all solo last weekend.
Yeah.
Ashley's
good,
in the
good
house
to have some
as
company.
Well. Ashley's getting some new headphones real quick.
Yeah.
But
good
yeah.
Morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful.
It is a pretty morning. 40 degrees, a little crisp, you know. I like it.
Got some fog coming off Lake Austin, Lady Bird Lake.
A little foggy this morning?
Yeah.
That's always pretty. Yeah, the moon last night was crazy huge. Yeah, and the moon didn't go down. The moon was still full moon you could see it all the way till the sun came up around 7 o'clock this morning. 7:15.
Did you watch the sun come up?
No, I just was doing stuff and noticed it. I'm not that guy.
Not running, not playing through is what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
It was a Halloween moon. It was very, very full. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. It's getting spooky out there.
It is. Anything, what are you getting dressed up as today?
Mm-hmm. That's a negative.
Are you over that?
Yeah, probably. I'm not a huge Halloween guy, but I got to work today. I'm going to go out and show some real estate today, this afternoon.
Market's still hot?
Market is still hot. There's not a ton of inventory out there.
Really?
So you got a lot of people. At one point, you know, past couple of years, Austin averaged 120 people moving here per day. Okay? Mm. Now we're at about 165.
Well, it's full.
And it's getting bigger.
It's full.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's not a lot of inventory, so you have very competitive offers, multiple offers. You better have cash and better be ready to play.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
What's going on with you guys? Casey, you were gone last weekend.
How was Mexico?
It was
down
good.
To the Bisbee?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we got our money back.
Good.
No one caught a fish over 300 pounds. So
it looked like you guys were in this really small, tiny dinghy.
Yeah, it was a dinghy for sure.
How small was that dinghy?
Like 125 feet.
This thing was it looked like a private jet on it.
I'm like almost spoiled to go fishing on like
this was not a
50 foot hatter, like a 70 foot, you know, Viking and stuff like that. Those are some badass boats, right? And I love going fishing on those boats, but.
You got spoiled.
I got spoiled. It was bad. I mean, just
I've never seen anything. I saw some of your photos. I saw some of Kim's photos.
Yeah.
It was one of the most incredible, like, I mean, that's a yacht.
Yeah.
That you guys. And I was talking to my buddy, Todd Gilfillan, who was fishing down there, too. And he said he called Casey. He was like, Casey, which boat are you in? He's like, I'm in the biggest some bitch ever out here. Yeah. It's like, just look. You'll know which boat I'm in.
I was like, I'm the biggest one out here. We're the biggest boat. He goes,
when the Titanic goes by, that's me.
Yes.
That's awesome.
The disadvantage to it, though, was, you know, it took us a lot longer to get out to the fishing grounds.
Right.
But, you know, it put off a good wake, so it was nice, you know.
Nice.
But, yeah, no, last year there was 120-something fish caught. This year only 30.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the reason behind that?
They're just small. The water was warm. And what the
global
captain,
warming?
No, just warm, you know. From the storms, keeping that warm water in there. Yep. The Pacific hasn't really been, the curtain hasn't really been ripping through there yet.
Is that kind of a hit or miss thing, like depending on the weather, the week of?
I thought it was like.
A lot of people, we found some water at the Marlin Lake, and we had a bunch of little ones come up, but nothing, like flash of bait, but nothing weighable, you know.
Nothing to put on your wall?
No. I mean, but it was, I think what it was, the captain was telling me, and a couple of deckhands, they said, Marlin tacos have shot through the roof in Mexico right now. like since COVID.
Interesting.
So you said a lot of the locals are out here fishing and just slaying fish.
Oh, sure.
Because
every day.
Every day. Getting the, you know, because they're making money off of that. You know, selling all the meat, you know, sending it to Mexico City and all around. So, yeah.
But a good time nonetheless.
No, it was a great time.
Yeah, Kim, have fun?
Yeah.
Y'all got some time. Sunshine?
Yeah.
It was freezing here.
Drink a lot of tequila. A lot of tequila. A lot of Corona, Pacifico.
Did you get Corona?
No.
Good.
Yeah.
So you've been tested a couple times since you've been back.
Yeah, so we got tested Friday before we left. Wife got tested Sunday. I got tested Tuesday and Thursday, and I've been negative every time, so is she.
Nice.
And we have no symptoms or nothing like that. But, you know, like you're in the cold air for the first time all night, you know, and my nose starts running, so I'm like freaking myself out over here. I'm like, you just got tested 2 days ago. Like, there's no, you know what I mean? Like,
you're fine.
Yeah. But no, so that's just, but that's what this thing does to you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just, it's crazy. I'll tell you what, American Airlines, they don't give a crap.
No.
I mean, because my wife, you know, Lyle and all them were down there, and Lyle got us all those M85 or those, you know, those badass masks that you can't get in or out with, you know, the ones.
Right.
And they suck to breathe in, but they pack you in like sardines on American Airlines.
Right.
And I was like, thank God we have these freaking masks.
Yeah. And they yell at you if you don't. Like, even if you take it down to take a sip of water, they're like, drink that and put your mask back up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and some sad news with 2020, another kick in the gut. We have reports this morning that Sir Thomas Sean Connery has passed away.
That's so sad.
So
what's Sean Connery's your favorite movie? Besides
the Rock,
Jones.
The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock.
The Rock
great.
It's the best. The Rock to me is one of, I mean, it's so hokey, but it's funny. I love The Rock. Welcome to The Rock.
Mm-hmm. He was just a brilliant actor.
Yeah, he was.
Finding Forrester was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He has some. He
James
was James Bond. Yeah.
Forgot he was Bond. I mean, that's, but I never knew him as James Bond because, you know, I always just knew him as, you know, an actor that, you know, I knew he played James Bond at one
point.
He
wasn't your James Bond.
He wasn't my James Bond.
Who is your James Bond?
It's a good question. Probably Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Because you had the N64.
The N64, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's anybody that was in college in the right around 2000 probably played a lot of 007.
We played Halo.
Halo, nice.
So that's what, when we got there in 02, 03, Halo was out and that was fun. And then it went to Call of Duty.
At one point in 2004, the Sunday Herald, a Scottish publication, ranked Sean Connery as the greatest living Scot.
Scotland's greatest national living
treasure. And in 2011, he was surveyed as Scotland's greatest living national treasure. In 1989, he was People magazine's sexiest man alive and sexiest man of the century. And he was knighted in 2000.
He was in Highlander. Hunt for Red October.
Yep.
Text line's blowing up. Untouchables.
Aha. Untouchables was great with Sean Connery. Yeah, that was a good one.
Legend.
What was the movie he did with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Zorro.
No. It was Entrapment. Entrapment. That's what it was, where she robbed Kuala Lumpur Bank.
Yeah.
At midnight on New Year's. He was great in that, too.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Sean Connery.
That's and wild. Billy Joe Shaver passed away this week.
Yeah, it's just
Jerry
been,
Jeff last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I broke that news on
the stinger right there.
They say it comes in threes, so yeah. That's actually happened to me most of my life. If someone passes, I'm like, great. Who's next?
Who's next? Well, that's a sad deal. Sean Connery was an incredible actor. Had he been in anything recently?
Not that I know of.
What other good movies was he in? I can't remember. Well, we got Trevor Lawrence tested positive.
Did he?
Against Boston College. But, I mean,
Clemson's still going to roll, but.
They're going to, yeah.
Yeah.
Clemson will probably beat him worse than they would with Trevor.
I was texting with a friend of mine who's a BC guy, Boston College guy, and he says, you know, we texted and said, hey, you excited? You know, Trevor Lawrence is out for the game. You guys might have a shot. He goes, yeah, all now we need is their defense to get COVID, their offense to get COVID, and their special teams to get COVID, and we'll have a shot.
We'll have a shot.
Oh, what would it be like to be a Clemson Tiger this year?
Be a lot more fun than it would be a Texas Longhorn right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, it's end of days in some of my text threads with my Longhorn friends.
Oh, they hate, yeah.
They're just...
I don't think I've heard of anybody that...
What's going to happen, guys? I mean, let's talk about it.
Should we?
Is Tom Herman the coach next year at the University of Texas?
I don't know. I mean, if he wins
that
out...
That seems to be the sentiment right
if
now.
If he wins out, he'll have one more year, and they'll save the money.
But he's going into an Oklahoma State game today.
Yeah.
Producer was out of the room.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Let it go.
Let him hang.
Let him hang, you know? Like, you better go out there and just... I mean, you don't have...
Where is the disconnect here? Why?
Where is the guy on the defense that I can watch and be like, I can't wait to watch the game? Where is that guy? Where is the guy on the offense where I'm like, this guy's going to kill somebody that I can't wait to watch? Where is that guy? Sam's passing ability's gone backwards. And we got two, we're supposed to have these.
Regressed.
Yeah, regressed.
We lost Quinn this week.
Yep. Quinn Buehrs is now South Buehrs.
Mm-hmm. No B.
No B.
The B is silent. No, it's just non-existent.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably end up at TCU.
I think the only way he...
Stop.
That's the hot rumor.
Wake up, that's Johnny.
Quinn heading to TCU.
How much did you apostate drink last night?
We had a couple fire in the holes at Ranch 616. Me and my boy Potts had a great time. But no, it's right now, like even just sitting there at Ranch 616 last night, you listening to the other tables and all they're talking about is Texas football.
It's so depressing.
Yeah, I mean,
I just haven't wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's you know, they won last week. That was good, but they let Baylor back into it. Almost lost.
Yep.
Well, and the thing that I kept reading and talking to friends with is that it seems like there's a rotation that happens with these running backs, with these receivers.
That's so bad.
That they can't, and I know the philosophy from the coaching side we want fresh legs.
Right.
Fresh legs will outrun, you know, tired receiver or DBs or linebackers.
Right.
But these guys can't get into a rhythm.
Yeah. Like if you get somebody that gets two catches for 78 yards, you probably keep him in there.
Yeah.
And let him keep eating.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I think you got to turn your attention to number five and give it to Bijan. I mean, he's got to be your future, your guy, and you got to rely on somebody, but there hasn't been that guy yet at the University of Texas that has stepped up this year. It hasn't been Sam, hasn't been a running back, hasn't been a wide receiver, hasn't been a lineman. You're right, Casey. There's not anybody who's just come out and said, just had that Longhorn mentality that we're better than you and we're going to come out and show you.
Yeah,
and today we're playing a good Oklahoma State team.
Oh, my gosh. In front of, you know, 14,000 fans.
In Stillwater.
In Stillwater. They'll have those, what are those, Casey, when you played there.
They slapped the wall.
Yeah,
with those.
So annoying.
How was that as a player?
It's just loud. It's just like,
is it annoying?
When you're sitting on the bench, yeah.
Got it.
I mean, you can't really, I mean, you hear it out on the field, but.
But it's, I mean, is the typical.
It gets loud.
I've never been to a game in Stillwater, so I don't know what their fans are really like.
I heard a lot of my buddies I play with in the NFL, they said the loudest game they've ever been to, they felt the ground shaking, was at Clemson overtime game.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Death Valley? No, that's South
like
Carolina.
Chris Myers and Eric Winston were telling me that. They're like, no, dude, it was hands down.
Clemson?
Yeah.
We went.
But it's just that time, you know, that year. You know, I mean, we've been in some games that, you know, A&M gets loud.
Oh, A&M gets
loud. Yeah. Cal Field.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about it. Like, Clemson went through decades of being terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went, TCU played at Clemson a couple years ago, C.J. Spiller, when he was back playing for them. And TCU actually won. We won in the rain. But if y'all have never been to Clemson's, like, campus, it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yep.
I mean, it is gorgeous. I get why people would want to go to Clemson, and now they got a football team.
Yeah.
So, you know, we go going back to Texas, you know, to me, you know, if the play on the field is good, or let's say it's even average or par, recruiting better be real good, right? And now we're starting to see
tanking.
We're starting to see these recruits that are dropping off and looking at other places, probably TCU. But
you hope.
But when you don't have a good product on the field and you don't have things going for you in recruiting, what are you hanging your hat on as a Longhorn fan?
A win today.
There we go.
What do you think the chances are, Case?
I mean, they had to come out there and they got to, I mean, they got to click. But it's just, it's weird because they haven't been dominant yet.
At all. Know? In any game, really.
So I can't really say they need to come out and play like that. But, I mean, they got to be dominant. They got to, like, up front on both sides. They got to stop Hubbard, Chuba, because he's going to run all day if you let him go. The quarterback's good, better outside the pocket than inside the pocket.
You know who Texas's leading rusher is? Sam.
Oh, that didn't surprise me.
65 carries for 293 yards.
That's all we have this year in rushing? So we're under 1,000 yards, and it's the sixth game?
Pretty close.
We average like 225.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you're not seeing anything in the rushing game. You're just not seeing any production right now.
Yeah, but I mean, but the thing that really kills me though is the offense. There's no, you know, we're supposed to have this dynamic offense, and you go and you look at Ohio State the last from Meyer to the new coach now, and it's like where are these route trees in ours? Like where is this? Like, how are these plays not being called here? You know what I mean? Like, it's like there's none of that. Well, I mean, look at Kyle Shanahan. Like, he does so many motions just to see. But that's having a smart quarterback. I think Sam's a smart quarterback, but you have to have a coach that can coach him that. And so that's where I'm like, why aren't these kids getting better? Like, we're supposed to – we have, you know, I remember the last – out of the last 3 years, didn't we get, like, four or five-star DBs? Apparently, right?
I've had great recruits.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard of any of them yet. Like, if you're a five-star recruit, like, either the system sucks that rates people, or like
old,
like old buddy said from Lake Travis, these five-star athletes go to Texas and die.
Yep.
So I don't know. But the work ethic when I was there, our five-star athletes didn't go there to die. You know, I don't know if there's I don't think there's enough competition. Like they try to preach competition, but I don't feel like it's like a loving competition. That ain't competition. There's no love in competition until after it's done. You know what I mean? It's like let's kiss and make up. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you got a full slate of college football today. Clemson takes on Boston College, as we mentioned. You got Georgia, Kentucky. That should be a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Memphis, Cincinnati.
Kentucky's one loss.
Kentucky's 2-3.
Oh shoot!
They're not playing great this year, but it'll always be a good game down there in the SEC. You got Memphis, Cincinnati, Michigan State, Michigan, Kansas State heads to West Virginia to play. Iowa State at Kansas. Notre Dame goes to Georgia Tech. How about the Indiana Hoosiers last week? Did y'all see that?
I didn't.
Against Penn State?
It
was a controversial call where they didn't know if the ball hit the pylon or didn't hit or hit the ground first. And the Hoosiers upset Penn State.
That's right.
That's bad.
But it was Penn State's first game, too. I have a big problem with teams being ranked in the top 25 in week 5 and they haven't played a down of football.
Yeah.
USC, why are they in the top 25 every year?
Because they're USC. If
what have you done for me lately?
I understand that, but if the Big 12 didn't play for the first 2 months of the year, OU and Texas would probably still be ranked, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not Texas. But
truly wish we hadn't played the first two months of the year.
That's true. But Indiana's now ranked number 17 in the country. So good for them.
The top 25 this year is just whack. Like just looking at it, it's hilarious.
I bet.
We just got a text on the text line that kind of broke my heart a little bit. It said maybe Texas should become a basketball school. No, that's maybe it. Texas, one of the richest programs in the league.
Because they're the only ones winning championships.
Yeah.
Swimming and diving. Volleyball.
Swimming and diving. Volleyball.
Yay, swimmer. Volleyball. Great breaststroke. Yeah. Way to go.
Because our basketball team is nowhere near basketball school.
No.
Well, Greg Brown, the kid from, I think he's Pflugerville, or maybe Vandergriff High School, number one recruit in the country.
Yeah.
He is going to be a stud.
Yeah.
He is, I mean, he's what Texas has needed on the basketball court for a long time. And if we go back to pre-COVID days, I don't know if Shaka Smart has a job this year, but he does. And he's got his opportunity. So
my savior is here.
I mean, COVID saved his job.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But we'll talk about that more, and we'll come right back here on the Big Ugly Tailgate.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. Sitting here is game day. We got Oklahoma State today at 3.
How you feeling about that game, Case?
It's a must win. It's definitely a must win, but, you know, it's I don't know. I think the only way Tom saves his job, because, I mean, nobody – people even want his head even if he wins out. But he has to win out or – they're going to be like, see ya.
What happens if he loses?
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know if they fire him on Tuesday.
I don't think that happens.
I don't think
Del Conte's I don't think that's how he would handle it.
No, but you know, but I mean, you know, the major donors are in his ear.
So let's look at Texas's schedule for the remaining season. You've got at Oklahoma State today at 3 p.m. on Fox. Then you got West Virginia at home. Think they can beat West Virginia at home?
Uh-huh.
Better hope so. Then you got at Kansas. Then you have Iowa State at home. To me.
Just had a little Charlie Strong era PTSD when he said Kansas.
And then they have Kansas State after that?
They have Iowa State on the 27th around Thanksgiving. And then you got Kansas State at Kansas State on the 5th. That's going to be a tough game. One, because it is going to be cold as hell.
No, it's going to be blowing.
In Manhattan, Kansas.
It just blows cold air.
The Little Apple is a – and really, K-State has just kind of been that team, other than TCU, who's had Texas's number.
Right.
For the last, decade. And you've got, you know, they're – Kansas State right
game.
Kansas State right now is ranked 16th in the country.
Right.
They've got everything to play for.
Yeah. What is Iowa State? Where's Iowa State?
Iowa State's 23.
Right. So we've got 3 top 25 teams.
Yeah.
Left.
3 out of your next 5 are top 25 teams.
So we should be in the top 25. So, but I mean, if he wins out and beats everybody, and it's not fluke stuff, and you can see it, I mean, I don't see, you know, I see him here another year, unless they really hate him, unless he's pissed off the wrong people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you hear, I mean, the rumors that are out there right now that you hear, like, oh, Tom Herman's, he knows he's fired, so he's sabotaging the recruits. Get a life.
Come on.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, who is sitting in their mom's basement on the computer writing this stuff?
No.
That's not happening, okay? Tom Herman isn't tanking the season. He's not telling recruits not to come to the University of Texas.
No.
That's probably that rumor was probably started in College Station.
He would have been fired yesterday if that was the case.
Our good friend Ivan just texted in. He said ESPN has Texas favored against OSU today.
Okay.
ESPN was
maybe that's why I don't look at ESPN a lot.
ESPN was sipping peyote last night.
Right.
And they're still in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
Chavez.
God, it's a good movie.
A great movie. See the size of them chickens?
Is that Young Guns 2?
First one? Yeah. Why aren't they killing us? It's because we're in the spirit world, ass.
What a great movie.
So here's the question of the day. Phil texted in and said, Casey, is it about coaching at UT or lack thereof? That's why recruits are decommitting faster than kids will be eating candy this evening.
Say that one more time, Ashley.
Well,
ask that again if you don't mind.
Is it about coaching at UT or lack thereof? That's why recruits are decommitting faster than kids will be eating candy this evening.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where these kids get these, you know, rumors start going around like, you know, these no one's getting developed, no one's getting better. And
it's development.
As much as these players think their crap don't stink, you know, coming in there, like they want to see that rise.
Right.
Like when we came here to school, you got checked, you know what I mean? Like I don't know where that got lost in Texas football, cuz you know, like Ricky's team got like, you know, they set the tone with, you know, Corey Redding and taught them all their stuff, you know, right. Bo Scaifes and all them, and then
Chris Sims.
You know, and those classes,
Brett Robin.
Yeah, and those classes passed that down into our class, you know what I mean? And Colt and them, they weren't mean like we were.
Okay,
they're a solid team. You know,
right?
I
was gonna say, I mean,
they weren't junkyard dogs.
Correct.
You know what I mean? That's what we were. We're like, we'd fight you. You know what I mean? But like,
you had to go in and upset a USC team that hadn't lost in how many games?
Yeah,
you had 60 to go. Something games? You guys on that mentality of that team, y'all were looking for fights.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't see that anymore.
Well, and you had to prove yourself because everybody's like, who are these boys from Texas coming in here thinking that they can? Well, they did.
Well, everyone hated Texas, and they still do. But now, like we talked about before the show started, like Texas is a team where people play down to Texas now. It's not good.
Right.
Or they just, you know what I mean? I don't know. I hope that's not what we are now.
Yeah. No, it's valid.
It's going to be another long decade if that's the case.
No, I mean, I don't know. There's somewhere along the way that discipline, that hard-ass work, that this is the way it's done, was lost. There's nobody in the upperclassmen.
But I feel like I'm having deja vu of a conversation, the same conversation that we had 4 years ago.
Correct.
At the end of the Charlie Strong era.
Yeah, but they still had, like, they still had all the traditions and they still held up to a standard, you know what I mean? But it's all the little stuff that, like, if you haven't been in the locker room, you know what I mean? Like, there's no fighting in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago that, and something I didn't know, you guys shut the door, got on the boxing gloves, and y'all would fight.
Yeah.
In the locker room, y'all would fight.
Yeah.
Were the coaches present?
That's why you have the walk-ons hold the doors.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, where is that?
But see, that's just it. It's like, okay, is it this generation? Is it this social media participation trophy generation? I refuse to accept that because look at programs like Clemson or
exactly.
Alabama.
It's not that. I mean,
with effective leadership.
Correct. It starts at the top.
With that internal fight and want to.
That's what I haven't really seen from Tom. I don't know if he really wants the job. I mean, I haven't seen him come out and say, you know, we're Texas, we're going to fight, we're going to keep fighting, I don't care what anyone else says. If you can at least have that mentality, if I'm a Texas fan and I see Tom fighting, okay, hey, that's my guy. Okay, we might have a down year, but see that guy right there? That's my guy.
Right.
I don't see anybody saying that.
Right. Yeah, I hear you on that.
And I don't see anybody, I don't see him fighting for it. I don't see him fighting for his job.
Right.
And that's what I would, if I'm a Texas fan, that's what I want to see from my guy, right? So you look at the OU game a couple weeks ago. Like, to me, if he attempts a two-point conversion in the first or second overtime, okay, I can live with him
losing, right?
Okay? As long as Texas goes out there and fights and puts forth that effort, I'm okay. We might have a down year. Maybe this mix of guys isn't the group that is supposed to be the team, right? But I'm not seeing Tom fight for his job, and that's what pisses me off if I'm a Texas fan.
In a year that this was supposed to be the team.
Yeah.
It was the first time in a long time people have been talking about Texas before the season saying this is the year.
Do you understand that we're never, in Austin, we're never going to see a player like Sam Ehlinger for a long time. A kid who, from day one, from birth really, he knew he was going to be a Texas Longhorn.
Right.
Okay. And he had that, you know, it's a, he's a
love, passion for the program.
He's everything that a program needs, and it's still not good enough right now. So, I mean, I hope everybody is watching and you know, enjoying Sam Ehlinger playing, because we're not going to have that kind of a situation here at the University of Texas for a long time.
We got some good, we got some quarterbacks coming in.
We do. Well, one less, supposedly, this week.
But not your Westlake beloved lover.
If we had a Westlake quarterback in there, Texas might start winning some ball games.
Isn't Sam Ehlinger a Westlake quarterback?
I know. I'm just kidding. But
and there's
Speaking of
Texas high school football, I was at the Bowie game last night. Bowie 42 over Aiken 0. My niece was on the sidelines cheering in her first ever Texas high school football game, and it was awesome.
Pretty cool.
It crushed it. She's been doing competitive cheer her whole life, and then last 2 years she cheered in middle school, and she was kind of like, okay, it's all right. And I'm like, just wait till you get to high school. And last night after the game, she was like, I love it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a totally different atmosphere.
The first time you strap on the pads and play Friday Night Lights, it's a pretty special fit.
Yeah.
A little different.
Casey's like, yeah, Sunday lights are better. Yeah. never got to Sunday, Casey.
Always gotta be the one-upper.
Hell, I never got to Saturday.
Right.
John never played any Saturday games in high school?
I think the state championship was on a Saturday.
Yeah. But regular season was all Friday.
All Friday night.
That was the one thing that was weird about Colorado. We would have a few Friday nights, but there'd be a lot of Saturdays as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, both. It was a pretty good mix.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't think any high school wants to go up against the University of Texas on a Saturday.
No.
No.
You may not have any fans.
Right.
It's true. But no, I mean,
I haven't gotten to see a high school football game yet.
That's one thing I miss is like, I like to go see high school football games. It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
I literally, like, last night, I was so giddy. Because I was like, I've been waiting 14 years for this day. My niece is on the sidelines cheering, and I can, you know, have a high school football team. Westlake actually canceled their Bowie game last week and then rescheduled to mid-November. But Westlake, I can't remember who they played last night, but they come on and announce from elsewhere around Austin tonight at House Park. Anyway, it was like Westlake 59 to whoever they were playing, 6.
Yeah.
I think Hayes.
That makes sense.
Yep.
I was like, yeah.
Pretty dominant.
Yep.
Someone texted in to get back to the Texas conversation. Herman is a smart Mensa nerd. Knows X's and O's. Head coach needs to be a leader. He doesn't appear to be a guy players can relate to and will follow. And someone else texted in and said, I think KC Kwan and some of the other old war dogs need to go in their locker room and rip into their...
But see, that ain't going to change it. Like, no. You can't, like, if these guys ain't bangers, they're not going to be bangers.
They
got to want
it. I mean, you can go in and fire them up for a day, but
like,
there's a culture problem right now at the University of Texas.
Eventually, Kyle Shanahan will be the head coach here, right?
He should be. That's exactly who I'd go after.
I'll be the tempo coach, basically, like, the crap talker, like, okay, you guys aren't playing, you aren't practicing hard. Like, the tempo is not good enough right now.
Okay, wait, are we going back to this conversation now? Casey for coach?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying I couldn't be a head coach. That's too much at Texas.
But what coach could you be?
The tempo coach.
I'd be the coach.
He'd be the Ed Reed guy.
The
tone setter.
I dig it.
Like, I'll be talking mess to the DBs, letting them know that the receiver's been pounding beating their ass all day. You know, and then, you know, talking crap to the O lineman, the D lineman, and all that kind of stuff. Just, you know, you got to have that competition. That's what I would be, the competition level coach. Like, the competition has to be high for you to be good. And if the competition ain't high in practice, when you get in the game and someone else's level's higher than yours, you know, it takes you a minute to usually lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, the harder you practice, the harder your practices are, like, going against good players that want to whoop your ass every play,
mm-hmm.
like, makes you such a better player. And I don't think that's going on. And with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate after this. Welcome back.
It's a quiet storm.
It's a quiet storm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get some energy in here, guys.
Nothing quiet about our text line this morning. We, unfortunately, are talking about Texas football this season. Someone just texted in and said, people talk about Herman's Mensa membership too much. Intelligence means nothing when you have a loser mindset. The way he talks about individual teams and laments on how the score best to his inability to game plan a way to win. If your coaches are cutthroat killers about the game, the team will follow. That's where the culture has to start. Winning isn't hard, like Herman says. The work to the preparation to put yourself in a position to win is hard. Once you do that, winning just becomes the habit. No fight from the top down.
Yeah, I don't disagree with what that texter said.
No, I agree, because you can go out and recruit the dogs, but you got to make sure that they stay hungry.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's a great way to put it, actually.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think, again, we keep talking about its development at Texas.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Texas has every resource of any college in the country, if not more, right? So we got the facilities, right? Next year we're going to have the stadium. Okay, we've got the kids. But there's something not happening from the point that they walk on the 40 acres to the time that they leave. And they're not improving. As a majority, the team isn't improving. Like, I haven't seen improvement yet from this Texas team. Like, hey, yeah.
It's survival right now.
Correct.
Like, they ain't talking about Cosme right now.
And this is the worst matchup Texas could have against Oklahoma State, the number 6 team in the country today.
Yep.
That's going to be tough. Stillwater's a tough place to play.
Yeah, it's going to be a little cold up there.
A little windy.
It's a fun stadium to play in, though.
Yeah, I went to the first game in Stillwater, I think, two years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
For your first game.
Yeah, there. In Stillwater. I'd never been up there before.
It's a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Stillwater's fun. Baylor was trash.
Yes.
God,
I would agree.
We had to stay at
Would y'all spend the night up there?
We stayed at a hotel.
Well, it was like Elton.
It was an old. Oh, so gross. It was like a retirement, but it was a hospital type thing. Like, oh, it was weird.
And y'all were Texas was staying in a retirement home when they were playing Baylor.
Yeah, it was like the only thing. It was right there before Waco. Before you got to Waco,
I wouldn't even stop.
Scottish Rite or something like that?
I wouldn't even stop in Waco to get gas or food or anything. I did not want to add any economic prosperity to the city of Waco. When TCU and Baylor, I mean, they were our biggest rival for a handful of years.
Yeah.
When Art Briles and the crew were at Baylor. They were a good football team, but...
Just beating up women?
That's par for the course with that crew. But I don't even want to stop in Waco. Although, did you know that Waco right now is the largest tourist attraction in the state of Texas?
I have never stopped in Waco.
Is that because of Magnolia? Yeah.
Chip and Joanna. The number one attraction in the state of Texas is Waco.
That's laughable.
Because they want to be on the show?
Because they want a piece of what Chip and Joanna are selling. I mean, I don't even watch those guys, but they are like the whisper. I mean, like, I've never, people freak out. And to me, by the way, guys, the whole DIY culture, don't do it. Hire a professional when you're fixing
your
home.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you how many houses I've walked in and they're like, and I'm like, why is this thing priced where it's at? They're like, oh, a complete renovation. I was like, by your middle schooler? By your kid? I mean, like, sorry. I get Home Depot, have fun, but, you know, improve your building. But if you're going to do something substantial to your house, please, 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 my advice to you, free advice, hire a professional. Don't DIY it, because you're not going to see the returns on your home that you're wanting.
Good to know.
And that's my real estate plug of the day.
I was about to say. We've got a couple of other pieces of advice coming in on the text line. Oklahoma State will come in overconfident and lose. The university and city of Austin, the culture is the problem. The kids are soft. The minds are soft. Their beliefs are soft. George's Bar in Waco is outstanding.
They're just all
agreed.
Soft.
Home of the Big O. Agreed.
Big O is a good spot. I was
George's is good. Someone said if Ed Orgeron, Coach O, punched Herman in the mouth, how would Herman respond? Exactly. That's the problem.
Well, Coach O's got his own issues going on right now in Baton Rouge.
He's starting his new quarterback, that young kid, today.
Yeah. It's amazing.
As he should. As he should.
He's like Teflon Don down there.
Yeah.
He's got a scant photo circulating of him and some girl in bed that was not his wife. And you don't hear about it. We haven't heard anything about that. They don't care down in Baton Rouge. It's just about football down there.
Is that a breaking news drop? Is that, I mean,
no, that, thing,
you,
that thing's been out.
Are you breaking
out.
News yeah. right now?
No, that thing's been out for the last 2 weeks.
But no one's talking about
Nobody
it.
Nobody talks about it. If that happened to Tom Herman, that would be the talk every single day. But I ain't mad at you, Coach O.
Coach O, he's a little wild.
I don't think he's going to be around that long.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got another 2 years.
He got the 3-year deal for winning a national championship. He's getting paid got a contract for almost $30 million.
So whatever. What do you think he do? You think he'll go somewhere else, or you think he'll retire?
Oh, I think if I'm Coach O, I put my feet up in Baton Rouge, maybe, show up to a couple alumni events, talk with the boys, but LSU's going to take care of that guy for the rest of his life, and
sure.
They should.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's a good ambassador for this.
Yeah.
Everyone said Coach O isn't married. He's divorced. Good for Coach O.
Well, he is now. but
That's funny. We just had a text come and say, I'm hearing through the grapevine that Tom Herman has reached out to the decommits and reassured them they have really, really, really good Sunday practices. The entire situation is being blown up like they're 0-5. They lost 2 games and were in a position to win every game. The O-line is full of 3 stars and one is a projection.
It's been 3 years. It's been 3 years. It's the same twist. It's a stunt game. If you can't fix that, that's what you should be practicing. That's why the O-line is trash. Cosme, yeah, he'll be a first-rounder, but no one's talking about him as a first-rounder anymore. He's dropping because the O-line sucks because it's a unit. And the right side, I mean, like we've already talked about it. It's not if you can't pick up a twist, they're not getting developed. Because if I'm a coach, I'm doing that every day. I'm like, all right, no, we're practicing twists until you throw up and you're sick.
Do
of
it again,
and again.
Do it again,
and again, and again. So you're comfortable with it. You can see it. You visualize it, and it just becomes second nature.
Muscle memory.
And that's what really makes me mad. And then you know.
I will say, this isn't a doom and gloom season.
Definitely not an
0-5 season. They're competitive. Absolutely, they're competitive. But we're not just seeing the fight.
No. I mean, the offensive line, it's not the worst offensive line, but it's still, 3 yards a carry.
Right.
Not even 3.5. You know what I mean?
When A&M's averaging, what do we see, Case? 5.3, yeah.
Yeah.
When Sam's your leading rusher.
I think it's just, it's right. Sam's your leading rusher. You've got under 1,000 yards in the first 6 games. And I think it's not just this year. It's compounded at this point.
But wasn't Bijan Robinson the number one kid in the country? Wasn't he a top 5 player at running back in the country? And yeah. They're not playing him.
Yeah. CB just texted him from Washington. Good morning from Washington. But he said, Casey dropping F-bombs. I love it.
Casey,
he didn't even notice. Johnny and I both immediately look back at Sam like, oh, he
Sam's,
gives us a
Sam's
thumbs
just
up.
Cool and calm and collective
He's
over
like,
there.
He's like, I'm on it.
I got this one.
That's why the 3-second delay.
But, I mean, that's my only thing is like, you can't say that the offensive line's gotten better or they're good. Because they're not showing it in any of the game. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's no dominance. They're not... You know, there's a good talent. There's a good talent, but they're not, they're not doing anything with it.
At minimum, you should see the improvement week to week. At minimum.
You would think.
You should see somebody finishing somebody, like throwing them on the ground. I mean, a little chin music. I don't know.
Over again. Do it again. Keep going.
That's all I got to say about that.
And on that note, we will take a break and be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate.